bound for South Australia, 6th to the 12th of November, 1836. For the passengers on board the Africaine, the excitement of arriving in South Australia was short-lived, as they became increasingly anxious about the six young men who were missing on Kangaroo Island. Mary Thomas herself experienced the dangers of the unfamiliar terrain.
During a walk which I took with my husband, we entered the scrub, as it is called, and incautiously proceeded till we were so completely bewildered that we began to be uneasy, lest we should not find our way out of the labyrinth, which seemed on all sides to be interminable, for nothing could be seen but the sky above us and the bushes around us.
Robert Goodger, the colonial secretary, also wanted to find out what progress had been made towards securing a site for the city. Colonel Light recorded in his diary, "Mr. Goodger was of course very anxious to know where we should settle, a question I was by no means prepared to answer, and the only thing I could do was to recommend his proceeding to hold fast bay for the present. This was not at all satisfactory, everyone in such circumstances being anxious not to move again after landing all his embarked property. I could only recommend this place as one from which they were the least likely to re-embark, stating strongly at the same time that I could not guarantee permanent settlement there." The Africaine also brought with her letters for other passengers of other ships that had set out earlier. Dr. Woodford recorded his delight at receiving news from home, although he was interrupted while reading his letters. "Just as I had received my letters this morning and was eagerly opening the first, a message arrived for me to attend a labour. Mrs. Hoare, a wife of a labourer, she is safely delivered of a fine boy who, at my request, is to be named Rapid. I was not detained long and again returned to read of all that was dear to me. And when I was assured of their welfare and health, the happiness of that moment I would not have exchanged for millions.